It was a simple idea that gave birth to America's recording industry and changed the culture forever, the notion that poor folks bought records too. It led recording engineers with newly designed mobile equipment to go out to the heartland in the 1920s and cull the best regional music they could find. Hawaiian, Cajun, and Mexican music, country songs, and blues all suddenly found a national audience and won devoted listeners far from home. The story of how that all that music was discovered and shared with the world is an American epic, and that's the name of the film that had its world premiere last night at the Hawaii International Film Festival. It's showing again in a week or so. In fact, it's showing again this weekend. Allison McGuirty is the producer, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you very much for having me here this morning.
Sure. There really was a musical goldmine that was completely confined to its various regions before these recording engineers came along, right?
Absolutely. Up until about 1926, most of the music that was recorded in the cities and mainly targeted at wealthy people who could afford expensive gramophones.
Highbrow music, Caruso.
Caruso, yes, also jazz, also show tunes. But when radio started to take off, the record companies saw their sales drop and they were worried that they were going to go out of business. And they, a bit like today with digital and file sharing and so on. And so in a desperate search to save their business, they thought, well, let's see if we can find an audience elsewhere. So they sent scouts like Ralph Peer out into rural areas to look for new audiences. But of course, those audiences weren't interested in city music. They wanted to buy their own local music. And with the invention, there was a sort of confluence of things coming together at that time with the invention of the Western Electric Recording System. That enabled electric recording system with the first microphone to be taken out to these rural areas like Johnson City, Bristol, Tennessee, where people like Ralph Peer could would have auditions, and they called for people to come from miles around to come and be recorded on phonograph records. And that was the first time people from those rural areas, working men and women, could be recorded.
And the record labels all had their subsidiaries, their so-called race record subsidiaries, right, where they would make music specifically for black people recorded by blues artists of the day. But they were kind of subsidiary labels directed to specific groups,
That's correct, yes. There was Race Records and Bluebird Records.
Bluebird from RCA, and they all had their little divisions, right?
Yes, that's right.
And ironically, some of the, although it was sort of, you know, looked at as a second-class citizen of the music industry, it's some of the greatest of all American music, right?
That's right. And, well, American Epic is four films, and in those four films, we travel across America from New York to Oahu, and through 10 family stories, we look at a lot of those different kinds of music that were recorded on those different labels, from the hills of Appalachia to the Mississippi Delta to Cajun music to Tex-Mex. And all of those were recorded on different labels.
And of course, this is also a time when Hawaiian music was probably the most popular form of popular music there was.
That's right. Hawaiian music was, we tell the story of the influence of Hawaiian music across the world, because it's a story certainly that's not very well known, if at all, in Europe. And we are, when Bernard McMahon, the director, was researching American Epic, he uncovered this story with the help of friends that we'd met along the way, Hawaiian friends, and we were just, we couldn't believe the story and the influence Hawaiian music had had. And I think people are going to be really excited when they see the film to to understand and find out how influential that was. And I won't say too much more about it because I'd like people to go to the film tomorrow, screening tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. But people, especially throughout the rest of Europe and the world, they're going to be thrilled to see, hear this untold story of Hawaiian music and its influence across all genres, from country to blues.
Well, you hear blues artists to this day talk about the Hawaiian strain in their sound, mm-hmm. and they were playing these old, there's a couple of shots of these old steel-bodied National guitars, which had island scenes etched into the metal backs of them as people like Son House were playing them, playing Mississippi Delta blues. So mm-hmm. that kind of tells you how far it spread, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It traveled all across the world. It was hugely influential at the sort of beginning of the 20th century. Traveled far and wide.
The you talk about Joseph Kikunu, yeah, and his band at the Pan Pacific Exposition, and how that became, that was sort of became the whole thing. So they were stars of the recording industry.
They certainly were, and that was that's the sort of earliest period we cover in American Epic. That's the I guess that's the first story, because our most of our stories in American Epic are really around the late 20s, mm-hmm. With the first electrical recording machine. Was taken across the country, whereby the Joseph Kikunu story and the Hawaiian music was actually about 20 years before that.
Yeah, but it's sort of, he was already, he and a lot of other Hawaiian artists were already stars at that time, and so they were known far beyond their area. And I like the fact that the way in the film you talk to descendants, family members, about the legacy these artists left behind.
That's right. That was very important to us. When we were doing the research, Bernard researched hundreds of stories, and we then narrowed it down to about 10 key stories. And we thought that the most interesting and personal and insightful way to tell these stories would be through families. When we started doing the research about 10 years ago, we did look in the libraries and went to the Library of Congress and New York Public Library, but there was really no information about many of these artists, mm-hmm. in the series of films. And so we thought, well, the best way to really get to the truth and the heart of the people is to actually go there, visit them, trace their roots and trace their families, and hear it from the horse's mouth, as it were, and really understand what the people were about and what their music was about through the families. So American Epic is four films told through family stories.
It really gives humanity to their stories. Thanks for coming in, Allison.
Thank you very much, Chris, for having me.
Allison McGurdy is the producer of American Epic, which will be screened tomorrow, November 14th at 11 a.m. at the Dole Cannery Theater in Honolulu as part of the Hawaii International Film Festival.
Miss Carl is weak, Miss Carl is moan to see her son Louis leaving home. The angel laid him away. The angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels